the first June Saturday sports show of 2017. We join Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. And
actually, it'll be the only first sports show of June.
That's true.
Actually.
What the second sports show of June will be at Irish Day.
From
Chili Dome.
That's right. It'll be at the Chili Dome.
Next week.
Irish Days.
I know, Terry, that's always your favorite,
favorite
show of the year. Your unofficial kickoff to summer.
Absolutely. And we've got some coaches lined up and some special guests lined up. And always look forward to going to the Chili Dome. Irish Days, just a great ambience to the community. So
there's nothing like the smell of chili on a mid-90s Saturday morning.
And they've got the volleyball tournament going, and there's just a lot of things going on. They have their race for the breast cancer awareness earlier in the day next Saturday. So a lot of stuff going on at Irish Day.
Years ago, I had my first ever deep fried Twinkie there.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good. But it was deep fried, so of course it was good. Deep fry anything and it's good. Deep fry a shoe and it'd be decent.
Might be a little. You might need a little salt, but
Yeah, maybe a little salt. Salt can go a long way. Hey, coming up 9:30 this morning, we're very excited to be talking with Dylan Miller. Of course, Dylan graduated from Hillsborough High School a couple years ago. Scholarship basketball player at North Dakota State University. So we'll be talking with Dylan coming up at 9:30 this morning here on Sports Saturday.
Anxious to talk to Dylan. And you know that Dylan was part of that Hillsborough really transition. And that's kind of when the ship turned and Hillsborough basketball started getting better. Of course, things were different when Dylan played for them because they had a big post guy. Yeah. And I think Joe Vanzo has mentioned that from time to time, how coaching was a little bit different. But, you know, that corner's been turned. So Toppers are in pretty good shape, and I think the Toppers are off to a tournament this weekend, so doing their summer thing. So
as
most basketball teams are doing.
That's exactly right. As the IHSA will wrap up their 1A and 2A baseball and softball this weekend, we'll get to those scores and schedules for today. But the summertime's always so busy. Football's got their summer workouts. Basketball always traveling around to the tournaments. Volleyball. Basically, every sport has something going on in the summer. So for, you know, our small school athletes, it can be a little bit hectic in terms of, you know, utilizing and dividing your time, because if you play three sports, well, guess what? All three coaches kind of want you to be involved in their summer workouts. So there's only so many hours in the day.
That's right. It's only 12 weeks till Football Friday. So, you know.
You told me that earlier, my jaw dropped. Like, wow. Wow. Can't get here fast enough.
Oh, well, you know, we just go from one, and we go to our summer mode where we kind of highlight certain events and people and subject matter. So it's interesting. So.
And I think we're going to maybe get into this a little bit later in the show, but Grace Ballman and Calhoun still rolling in the softball state tournament. They're in the championship game for the third straight year, looking for a three-peat on the softball field, but we're going to talk about it later. Grace Ballman, to me, has solidified herself as the greatest female athlete in the history of Illinois. Just pure high school career. Yeah, nothing post-high school.
Right,
you know, we're not talking about Molly McDowell playing professionally in Europe. We're not talking about Jackie Joyner-Kersee. Kersee being an Olympic gold medalist. Just pure high school career. You look at what she did in every sport that she played across the board. You find me somebody who was better.
That's a pretty good argument to make. And a pretty good argument to win.
Yeah. So. And she wasn't just along for the ride.
No.
She was the show on every team she played in.
Yeah.
All 4 years.
Yeah. Everybody knew it was Grace Ballman.
Absolutely.
And she was her.
There she is.
There she is.
And she had a game yesterday. Now, nothing like she had last year.
No.
In the state
semifinals.
Last year
was 17 innings.
That's right. This one was only 12.
This is only 12 innings. So, and before we get to Grace Ballman, let me mention Grace Cup. Our Grace Cup, third annual Grace Cup soccer all-star game is set for tonight at the park in Raymond. This is to raise money for INAD research and named in honor of, Kyle and Mary Herschelman's daughter, Grace. 6 o'clock, over 12 high schools represented, 30 plus athletes. It's turned out to be a really nice event and an annual event, which I think will continue to grow as the years go on. And they've raised, this event particularly has raised over $2,000 for research. And of course, the Herschelman family has raised, you know, over $100,000 for research to Washington University, where they're studying this disease. But 6 o'clock tonight, so come on by. No admission. It's strictly donation. They'll have the concession stand going, and we'll have a great time. Plus, prior to that, the Lincolnwood alumni soccer game, 4 o'clock this afternoon. All the alumni people, we had 30 plus last year, I think, come back, and we're probably going to have a big crowd again this year, and we'll have a good time. Some former coaches are going to be on hand, from what I understand. So,
good deal.
Yeah. So.
And the local schools, especially in Montgomery County specifically, they have done so much for the Herschelman family.
Yes, they have. But you can go to Vandalia,
you can go
to Morrisonville, you can go to Taylor, you can go all around. These schools have really bought into this, and that's what makes little town living so great. It really does. It's part of what rural America is about. So. But anyway, the All-Star Soccer game is tonight. Our good buddy Jason Burke is the coach of the blue team, and Travis Matthews, who is the head coach of FC South Central, the club team that practices there at the park in Raymond, he's the head coach of the orange team. And basically, they don't coach. They just say, okay, fellas, go play soccer.
Well, it's an All-Star game.
It's an All-Star game. Yeah.
You're not drawing up any plays.
Go play soccer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go have some
and it's only going to be 90, so about halfway through the first or each period, we'll just stop the game and have a drink time and, you know, and everything, so.
Better schedule a few more for the alumni game.
Well, the alumni game, yeah. We may be playing 4-minute segments.
Can you play half-court
kind of like TV timeouts on
soccer?
TV timeouts in college basketball, you know. Okay, it's 4 minutes. Let's call a timeout. anyway.
4 o'clock today, then that will get underway at
4 o'clock at the alumni game and then 6 o'clock for the Grace Cup game, so.
Okay.
If you can make it, we would certainly appreciate it. It's a wonderful cause and seriously, if you don't know much about it, come and talk to Kyle and Mary, and they're willing to share the story and talk to you. And so, and we appreciate the fact that they've shared their story with us and with all of the community. So, with Mid-Illinois. So, okay.
That will be tonight starting at 4 o'clock at the park.
Yeah.
In Raymond. So we'll start now with the state tournament.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes the baseball and softball state tournaments get overlooked a little bit just because, it's June now and people, you know, you're getting out to the lake and doing all sorts of other things. But, man, there's some great ball being played.
Well, and if you start the season off, and in certain seasons in football, you know, you want to be playing at Thanksgiving time. In volleyball, you want to be playing well into November. In basketball, you want to be playing in March. Well, in baseball and softball, you want to be playing in June. So this is the goal. And in the Class 1A state baseball tournament yesterday, in the semifinals, Valmeyer beat Seminoc 7-4, and Peoria Heights beat Gorville 4-3. And in the 2A semi, St. Joe Ogden, which, by the way, St. Joe Ogden not only has the baseball team in the state tournament finals, they've got the girls' softball team in the state tournament finals in 2A. St. Joe Ogden beat Chicago Christian 5-2 in 8 innings, and T-Town kicked Orion 11-0.
Ooh.
Yeah. In the state softball tournament, Grace Ballman and Company at Calhoun beat Princeville 2-1 in a dozen innings, and Goraville beat Hayworth 11-0. In the 2A semis, St. Joe Ogden 13, Pinckneyville 0, and Beecher over Morrison 6-0. And in the 2A state semifinals in girls soccer, Triad beat Burlington Central 1-0, so they're into the state title game. And Wheaton Academy beat Lamont 1-0 on penalty kicks. In the 3A finals, Collinsville lost in double overtime to Winnetka Nutrier 2-1, and Barrington beat Downers Grove North 1-0. So here we go in the 1A state tournament third place baseball game today, Gorville against Seminoc. That's underway right now. Valmeyer will take on Peoria Heights about noon. Chicago Christian against Orion in the third place game in 2A at 3, and then T-Town St. Joe Ogden at 5. That'll be a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, it will.
State championship for 1A. Also some 3A sectional baseball games today at Salem. Civic Memorial takes on Muscoota. At Chatham today, Glenwood High takes on Champaign Central. And at Illinois Wesleyan in Bloomington, Edwardsville, the Tigers are taking on Normal Community West. Softball today, third place game in 1A, Princeville against Hayworth at 10, Calhoun and Gorville at 12:30, and go Calhoun go.
That's right.
It's, you know, wrap up the season and Grace Ballman's career on a winning note. In the 2A softball third place game, Pinckneyville against Morrison and then St. Joe Ogden against Beecher at 5:30. in the sectional championship games in 3A softball, Glenwood against Rochester at Chatham, Columbia takes on Heron at Columbia, and Belleville East takes on Normal Community West at Normal. And in the final day of soccer, in the third place game in 2A, Lamont against Burlington Central, Triad takes on Wheaton Academy at 1 this afternoon. Collinsville will be in the 3A third place game at 5, followed by New Trier out of Winnetka against Barrington at 7. So there you go.
You know, normally like high school graduation parties are like family and friend affairs. Yeah. Grace Bowman might get like a statewide graduation party from all the 1A schools. Like, she's gone.
She's finally gone.
Yes. She's been so good.
Yes, she's been so good. And then you were recounting the story earlier today, Tim, when we were just sitting there shooting the breeze about Aaron Bowman, who, what, six, seven years ago,
yeah, was a basketball regional at Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill was the top seed, and it was back when we had the neighborhood regional, so no subsectional seeding. So Bunker Hill was the top seed. Calhoun was the two. Calhoun ended up winning that ball game that night. But when I was talking to Aaron Bowman before the game, you know, of course, anytime you look at a Calhoun roster, it's just littered with Bowmans all over the place. And so I asked him how many of the Bowmans he was related to, and he said, actually, believe it or not, none of them.
Yeah.
I didn't believe him, but he wouldn't lie. But he tells me then, and the best one's not even in high school yet.
Yeah.
I said, what?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. Like, Grace. She's in seventh grade.
Wow.
I said, okay.
Wow.
So, good call, Aaron.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. Yeah. And to your point, and we probably need to take a break before we get into this, but one of the all-time great athletes, I don't think you have much of an argument to make. I mean, certainly, if not the best, as Tony La Russa said, tied for number one, you know.
That's exactly right.
I don't know who else.
Basketball, played in three state championship games.
Yeah.
Won one of them.
Yeah.
Now softball, playing in their third straight championship game, looking for their third straight championship. So, I mean, and then in volleyball, which was the third best sport, they had some deep runs into the postseason as well. I mean, just across the board at a school the size of Calhoun to do what they did. Unbelievably
impressive. So Hoosier-esque.
It really is.
You know, when you look at the movie Hoosiers and a very small school and a dominant athletic personality and the success that the small school has had, it's pretty incredible.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the amazing career that Grace Bowman has had for the Calhoun Warriors when Sports Saturday returns following these messages.
9:18 on this Saturday morning and back to Sports Saturday, and we rejoin Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll be having a conversation with Dylan Miller, of course, Hillsboro grad, now D1 basketball player at North Dakota State University.
He's a bison.
He's a bison. That's right. That's a great smaller D1 institution. Their football team is the best 1AA football team year in, year out. And their basketball team has been a pretty close to perennial tournament.
And every once in a while you'll get a chance on ESPNU or one of those things to see one of those ball games. And it's they're fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Good basketball.
And he's been starting for him.
Yes, he has. He's been a major contributor.
Yes. So we will talk to Dylan coming up at 9:30. Grace Bowman, she'll be at the University of Kentucky in the fall. Of course, she's going there to continue her softball career. And really, about last year, I started to think about it. My goodness, how good this kid has been over the duration of her high school career. Little old Calhoun. They've always had solid programs for the size of their school, but nothing like what they've done here over the last 4 years with Grace Bowman. And she is the one common denominator in all the sports. She was the one thread that was like, you know what? You take her off. Mm-hmm. They're still good.
Yeah.
But they're not great.
Yeah.
And to play in three straight state championship basketball games, three straight softball state championship games, it's staggering.
Yeah. And we were wondering about the volleyball, and I think they made a run to the Super 1 year.
Yeah, I was thinking they had made it to state 1 year, but I looked it up, and they did not. They made it to the Super, I think, what would have been her sophomore year.
Still, you know, an outstanding program with Grace as part of it. In the argument you make, the best female athlete of all time in high school.
Just high school career.
Just high school career only. You could certainly make an argument.
I mean, only
because of the multiple sports.
Exactly. The combination of all of it. Like, I'm not saying she's the greatest basketball player the state of Illinois has ever had, because she's not.
Yeah.
She might be the greatest pitcher the state of Illinois has ever had. She's certainly in that conversation, yeah. And there's been some dynamite mm-hmm. pitchers come out of this state over the years. But you combine it all together, just the overall career, who's been better?
I don't know.
Who's been better? Because not only did she put up the numbers, but the team success that followed.
Right, right.
That's what separates. Like, putting up numbers is one thing. Like, the Tyra girl from Mount Carmel.
Right.
Scored all the, what, like 5,000 points in high school. But no postseason advancement.
Sure,
and that's one sport.
Sure, sure. And the thing of it is, when it came time to compete at a high level.
She showed up.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
The biggest stages, she was there. The state championship games, she's there.
Yeah.
Last year in the softball game, our buddy Louis Lang, he had the game.
Louis, I talked to Louis this morning. I said, let's see, 17 innings and 100 degrees. He says, yeah. I said, well, it was only 12 today or yesterday. So, when you're able to have the talent she has, and there's a lot of talented athletes in high school sports around the state of Illinois. But when you're as talented as she is and you are able to perform at that level in the biggest games on the biggest stage.
That's what it's all about.
That's just, that just doesn't happen. Especially from multiple sports. That's incredible.
The ability for the great players, the best players to show up in the biggest games. They don't all have it.
No.
Whether it's high school, college, or pro. You can be great in the regular year, but when all the chips are in the middle of the table, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And, throughout her career, she's done it.
Well, and she's the go-to.
She is.
Solidified the basketball team. Maybe didn't have any record-setting performances, but was solid all the way through. And she saw her fair share of double teams and triple teams. The post people get the snot beat out of them. Let's just be honest with you. That's just how the game's played. So she had to put up with that. And of course, just a dominating performance in softball. It's just absolutely incredible. She's one of those pitchers that, with the long arm she has, it's almost like she releases the ball halfway to home plate. So it's just
good luck.
Yeah. Good luck in trying to find a way to hit. To get a hit off of her.
And, that's basically it. Forget about trying to score off her. Can you get a hit?
Can you get
off
on
of
base?
Right.
My gosh, how can you? When you literally, I don't know what the time frame is for a pitch on an average softball team, but certainly the impression. The observation of the batter, with those long arms and just the seemingly less amount of time you have. Wow.
Think about how unhittable she is. How ridiculous would she have been if she would have been around 8 years ago when the mound was closer?
Feet closer. Yeah. Just absolutely. She would have had an ERA of almost zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible. So, yeah. They moved the mound, pitcher's mound back 3 feet. Because softball was basically struggling with offense, and it was a good move.
Yeah. Oh, and we've seen more offense come into softball when Grace Ballman was not pitching.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a good move. It was a good rule change for high school softball. And I think college is at 45 feet, if memory serves me right. So she'll be going to a 45 foot pitcher's mound next year. So, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how Grace, fits in with the college program. I mean, she's got skill.
Everybody's got skill at that level.
And how will you perform? She'll be a freshman, and no doubt freshmen do freshman things. But what's the maturity level going to be for Grace Ballman?
Well, probably for the first time in her life, she may not be the best player on the team.
Yeah.
It's never happened before.
Yeah.
And I say it might. She might. Who knows? She might be the best.
She might be.
As a freshman. She might be. I don't know.
You never know.
But
you never know.
Yeah. The more I think about it, her high school career is second to none on the female side.
And don't you
side.
Think the Kentucky softball program is just licking their chops now?
Ooh,
going,
man.
Oh,
well,
man.
See, they almost made it to the Softball World Series this year. They lost in a super regional.
Yeah. Well, next year.
Hey. It'll be fun to watch her.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And was it ESPN, I think, is carrying a lot of that stuff. So, yeah.
But there's been so many great softball pitchers specifically, just from our area.
Oh, yeah.
We could go back 20 years, but if we just limit it to the last 10, I mean, think about Matisa from Gillespie.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey, yeah.
Mathis from Roxana.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Silkwood from Marquette.
Yeah. Just awesome pitchers.
Just awesome. And she's better than all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're all they're all D1 players.
And it kind of reminds me of a story that you hear that Dizzy Dean recounted years ago about, you know, how he was sailing along in a game and I guess there were a couple of errors and behind him, and he just, the story goes, he called the outfielders and the infielders and says, "Fellas, just sit down. I'll just take care of the inning the rest myself. Just, I don't even want you to worry about it. I'll just take care of it myself." And that's kind of how you think about Grace Ballman. Like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. You know, I'll just strike out the side.
And she did.
And she did. So pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Pretty impressive. And the question, I think, Tim, for her stature in high school and the legend that she's building in high school, 10 years from now, how will it stand up? 15 years from now, how will it stand up? 20 years from now, how will it stand up? It's going to stand up very well, I suspect.
I suspect as well. And to me, kind of, maybe school size shouldn't factor in, but to me, it very much does.
Yeah.
To be at a school the size of Calhoun, mm-hmm, and to do what they've been able to do with Grace leading the way, that to me is what puts her over the top.
Sure.
Like, if she was at Edwardsville, it'd be a great career. It'd
sure
be an amazing career. But it I don't know. It wouldn't have the same type of dominating feel to it. Like
sure
you said earlier, the Hoosiers' quality,
that's right,
to the whole aspect of her career, mm-hmm, at Calhoun, mm-hmm, to me personally, my opinion, is what elevates her to that status.
And again, Calhoun has had success. You know, they won two or three, I think, football state championships a few years ago. They've always been good. They've been part of that WIVC conference where it's a very competitive league, no matter what sport you're involved in. But certainly the softball program with Grace Ballman in it has just been off the charts.
And certainly after her freshman year, so her last 3 years of high school, they were the team that was circled,
yeah,
and the team to beat every game,
yeah,
every sport.
Every year. Every year.
Every year.
You always got their best.
Yes.
Every opponent gave you their best. And she outperformed
always
anybody
delivered
else. So.
And like in basketball, I mean, they were playing big schools.
Oh, yeah.
They were winning the Alton tournament. Beating 4A schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
You're talking schools that are, what, 6, 7, 8 times the size?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
No.
Didn't matter.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. Yeah.
Her skill set plays no matter where she's at, but you factor in she did it at Calhoun.
Yeah.
And that historic, it's legendary.
Such a, you know, and Illinois has had such a great history of high school sports and great sports stories, and this is just another one of them with Calhoun High School and Grace Ballman in particular. And until somebody else can make a better argument, Tim, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking pure high school.
Yeah, pure high school
career. Pure high school, not factoring anything they did after.
And
just
three-sport athlete, pretty impressive.
Fami won.
Yeah.
That had that success. The individual numbers and the team success.
Yeah.
Fami won.
I dare you. You know.
Not to say they're not out there.
Oh, yeah.
But even if you find them.
Does it add up?
Does it add up?
Yeah. Mm,
to use an old Tony La Russa line, she's at least tied for first.
At least tied for first.
No worse than tied for first.
And that's probably a good way to put it right now. But, and we, in our, you know, it would be nice to have somebody do some research into this sort of thing and see what we could come up with. So, I don't know. I don't know if anybody keeps track of that sort of stuff or not.
I know,
obviously, our research and development department is pretty thin right now, so.
Lightly staffed.
Yeah.
Well, I know one thing.
Oh, we have a staff?
We do? No.
I didn't think so.
I have thoroughly enjoyed watching her play,
across
the board over the years. She's been an absolute thrill and delight to watch perform and wish her nothing but the best today, obviously, in the state championship game and then moving forward at the University of
Kentucky. And, you know, and it's so easy to root for the small schools and because we're all, you know, part of the small school setup here in mid-Illinois and even maybe not quite as small as Calhoun, but still, that kind of represents the area we're in and the type of schools that we deal with. So,
not a lot of athletes from our area wind up playing at a D1 institution. Grace Ballman will do it next year at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Dylan Miller has been doing it the last 2 years at North Dakota State University, and we're very happy to be joined by Dylan on the phone right now, coming to us from North Dakota. Dylan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Saturday. I guess first question to you, Dylan, would be, what is the off season like for a Division I basketball player? What's your schedule?
Oh, our schedule's pretty busy. We get up in the morning, we go lift, then we'll try to come home, take a nap. We'll then have like individuals workouts and everything. Some people work later on in the day. We'll be having open gyms. It's still pretty busy, just like in the season.
Is there more of a job quality to it than you anticipated when you were a freshman?
I'll say a little bit. I expected it to be pretty busy, but it's a little more than I anticipated, I guess. But I'm up for the challenge and always ready to keep going.
And there was just an adjustment period. I mean, once you get into the routine of things, then there's really no big deal about it. It's just this is just what you do. And you realize, for one, that if you don't make the preparations in the summer, you don't succeed in the winter.
Absolutely, yeah.
Dylan, for you personally, what has been the funnest part of being a Division I basketball player?
For me, I would say just traveling around, hanging out with your brothers.
And no matter if it's high school or college, it's the locker room memories, the bus rides. Those are the things you probably really cherish and will remember years down the road.
Absolutely. Just all the fun times we have, hotels and all that stuff. It's a blast.
So tell us about some of your teammates, Dylan. What type of ball players they are, where they're from, that sort of thing.
We have Paul Miller. He's from Waukesha, Wisconsin. He's a kind of like a two guard. He's a shooter, and he can get to the basket. He's doing pretty well this year. This summer, he's doing pretty hard, working hard and everything. There's Dangu. We're excited to see how he's going to do this next year. He's got a lot of potential and there's a lot of stuff to him that we're hoping to come out this next year.
And Dylan, it's probably pretty neat when you get on campus to meet so many different people from so many different parts of the country.
It is. It's kind of exciting. You come home from a small town, you don't really meet that many people from different areas, so coming up here is like a big change.
And I think if you meet people from other small towns or from, you all have your own sets of stories about small town life and living and just the uniqueness of the community you're from, and that's probably a big part of what ties you all together.
Absolutely.
Well, Dylan, I don't know if you experienced this, but when I was in college, I would say, hey, I'm from a small town. And my buddy would say, oh, from a small town too, 50,000 people.
No, I experience that all the time too, yeah.
Dylan, when you decided to go to North Dakota State, obviously they have a great reputation for their athletic department. Now, you guys have missed out on the NCAA tournament your first 2 years. So how much of that is a motivation as you work out during the summer here?
It's a great motivation. We remind ourselves every day of the stuff that we missed, and we kind of keep moving forward, and we just push ourselves and push each other harder and harder every day and just keep working towards that goal to get it.
And do you push each other, Dylan? I mean, the coach doesn't have to come in and give you the rah-rah speech. It's about you guys working together, pushing each other.
Yeah, absolutely. We make sure we hold each other accountable, always trying to work hard, always doing the things that we need to do, the little things, everything together.
Dylan, obviously you were on the AAU circuit when you were in high school, so I'm not too familiar with AAU if they have a shot clock or not. Some of them probably do. But was that an adjustment for you when you got to the collegiate game playing with a shot clock?
It is. It's a little bit of an adjustment. I don't believe they had an AAU, but yeah, it was kind of different. I just wasn't ready for it, but it was just different.
How much fat, like, if you could describe to people back home the speed, not of the college game, the speed of the college practice.
Yeah.
College practice?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say everybody's a little different. So ours is kind of in between drills like that. Coach wants us to, like, rush, kind of get there. But, like, once we get into a drill, he wants us to do it right. But if we do it, he kind of wants us to go as fast as we can doing it right. So he doesn't want us to mess up, of course. He doesn't want us to mess up the drills and everything.
It's all about getting it right and getting it in the right amount of time.
Absolutely.
And Dylan, you last year, and even a couple games your freshman year, you've been in the starting lineup. So what is it like to have your name announced before a college game as a starter?
That's the best thing in the world. That's what I grew up always wanting.
Yeah.
Dylan, as you look back to your high school career, obviously you won a regional your senior year, but you have some really good positive memories from your time at Hillsborough High School.
Yeah, done some pretty good things. Just some stuff I still would like to have done better, but just couldn't have.
Dylan, are there certain things that Coach Vanzo told you and tried to drill into you that suddenly come to light during your practices now, and you're going, oh, yeah, you know, it didn't sink in then, it's sinking in now?
Well, there's quite a bit of stuff he's told me through my career there, and the biggest thing I would say is probably just slowing down and kind of in your mind just taking things slow and just kind of understanding things.
Yeah. So, Dylan, as like personal goal-wise for you your last 2 years, obviously team goals, you want to make the big dance, clearly. But from a personal standpoint, what are some of the things you hope to achieve here in your junior season?
Well, this next year I hope to take Dexter's place and hopefully do a little bit better. I'm not saying it didn't do good, but I'm wanting to succeed. Other big men that have been here, and I want to help us get to the to the Summer League Championship and go into the NCAA tournament and play. I just want to earn more minutes and kind of just be a big factor this year.
Hey, if VCU can make it to the Final Four, I mean, we've seen crazy things happen in the NCAA tournament. I mean, anything's possible in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's all about getting hot at the right time.
Exactly right.
And being able to stay healthy. And you know, it's such a physical game, staying healthy sometimes can be a challenge.
Yeah, it can be.
Dylan, with that in mind, what's it like to have the type of training staff that you have access to? I mean, I would imagine anything that you need physically can be taken care of for you.
Absolutely. We have we have the best training staff in the world. We have our trainer staff, and she's wonderful. She's helped me get through the past 2 years, and she's still helping me this summer and everything. Just body-wise, if I need anything, like MRIs or anything like that, they'll take care of it, got it done quickly.
And I bet your trainer, all she has to do is take a look at you and go, okay, there's something wrong here. What's the deal? Right? Right? You can't hide anything.
No.
Dylan, what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in university studies, but I'm going to become a police officer.
Okay, very awesome.
Yeah. Dylan, by the way, I want to say congratulations to your sister, Maddie. Maddie signed.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and where's she going to play?
She's going to Monmouth University.
All right. There you go. That's cool.
Hey, they got the great bench action on their men's team.
Yeah.
One of the most entertaining benches you'll ever see. Dylan, my last question for you is, what are the winters like up in North Dakota?
Oh, my goodness. They're intense. I keep hearing after every winter, it's like the worst winter we've ever had. Like this past winter, there was a day that was -50 degrees.
Oh my goodness!
Wind chill. It was just awful.
Oh, I
wouldn't even be going outside. No,
thanks. Oh, geez.
No, not at all.
I hope you don't have to go outside to get to a class anywhere. Oh my gosh.
Oh, sadly, you do.
Oh. So how many layers of clothes do you have to put on to get? Oh my gosh.
I put quite a bit of layers on.
Dylan, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for a few minutes here. Best of luck throughout the rest of your career at North Dakota State, and we look forward to following you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
You got
Dylan
it.
Miller, Hillsborough grad.
Boy, what an entertaining player he was for the Toppers. And even now when you get a chance to see him, you know, on TV once in a while, it's just awesome to see one of our guys, you know.
It can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. It can be done. And he was really, as I mentioned earlier in the program, he was there when the ship basically was turned around here as far as the Hilltopper basketball program. Boy, what a great asset to not only to the Hilltoppers, but to North Dakota State. And you know, he's just the kind of guy who just works his butt off. You know, you gotta like those players. You know, he's in there and he's working his butt off. He's you know, doing what needs to be done.
And that's why it was so rough to see him get hurt his senior year at Hillsborough.
Yeah. That was really quite a setback and unfortunate. But you know, he bounced back. He did.
He came back in time for regionals.
And just in time for regionals and you know, just a great attitude. You know, that's the really neat thing. And congratulations to Maddie, who's going to go play at Monmouth. So
50 below.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that? 50 below. Oh. makes that 90 degree temperatures today sound very nice, doesn't
it's
it?
It's like, yeah, Christmas in July. 50 below. My goodness.
Literally, how many layers of clothes do you have to put
There's
on?
There's not enough.
I mean, my gosh. You'd even, like, even if you're going to be out 30 seconds to go from building A to building B.
You'd be like Ralphie's little brother in A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Oh.
I can't see with this thing on.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
We appreciate Dylan taking time out. And you know, I think one of the neat things that he admitted was the fact that it's so much more like a job.
Yeah.
Than what he thought right off the bat. And, you know, that's the commitment that we forget that D1 athletes have to make, because, you know, there's a lot on the line because of the coaching, the alumni, there's some pressure there.
Coaches get fired if you don't win enough games at the college level.
Yes, they do. They are hired to win.
And I think that's a lot of times, certainly kids don't appreciate the job aspect. Like, it sounds great. I want to play in college. Mm-hmm. Forget D1. You know that's going to be a job. D2, D3, mm-hmm. you're expected to put in the same type of commitment,
sure. You
know, the same amount of time. And it's just a lot.
Sure, sure. And you know, and your high school coaches, you know, everybody starts with a junior high level and high school coaches, AAU, whatever. You know, you got to listen to these guys. That's, you know, where you learn the game.
They're there to help you.
They're there to help you. It's not about them. It's about the players. And that's why it's so important to pay attention to what's going on as far as the coaching staffs are concerned. So.
You've had more conversations than I have over the years, but we've both had them to where, you know, a local kid will go, I'm going to play. And then after a semester, they're not playing anymore.
Not playing.
And the answer is usually, when you ask why,
it's
usually the same answer.
Yeah.
Too much time.
Too much time.
A lot more time than I thought.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and that's okay.
Right.
You're able to come to that decision and maybe want to concentrate on the academic side of things and knowing that that's what your, you know, career is going to be. But boy, when you get an opportunity to have the talent that Dylan has and to make the impression that Dylan did and, such a great, I just, you know, having watched him growing up as a Hilltopper, you've got to think he's probably one of those great teammates.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. That's what Hillsborough does there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, oh, I hope so bad we can watch him in the NCAA
tournament. Oh, wouldn't that be terrific to see
great.
In the NCAA tournament?
Spring one of those first round
upsets. And not one of these play-in games.
The actual tournament.
An actual tournament game.
The actual tournament.
Yeah.
Spring one of those big first round upsets, like maybe a 14-3 or something crazy like that.
They won't play in a play-in game. Because they're not at the level right now with their program where they would, because the play-in games are for at-large teams.
Okay.
And they're pretty much
That's
when your
true.
Tournament
That's
are
true.
In.
That's true.
Right.
So. That's true.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that. Hope he gets there.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Yeah. And like you said, VCU.
It can happen.
It can happen. That's why they call it the Madness of March.
That tournament would be boring if Duke and Kentucky played every year. No one would care. Hey, Duke and Kentucky again. Oh, Carolina, UCLA, blah, blah, blah.
Be like the NBA playoffs.
Oh, goodness.
Those are brutal.
Brutal. Paint drying has been more exciting than that.
Yep.
You know, and that's one thing I was saying earlier when we were off the air, Tim, about Major League Baseball this year. You know, I think, and in years past here, Major League Baseball has gotten to the point now where you have so many different teams that are vying for playoff berths and have been in the World Series, and it's not the same old gang all the time.
What happened to the Cubs? I thought they were a dynasty. I thought they were going to win like 25 championships in a row. What happened?
Well,
what happened?
You know, reality sets in, and you know, you have to stay healthy, and.
Huh. That's weird.
It's just.
I mean, I don't even know why they bothered playing the season this year. I mean, it was just the Cubs are going to win.
Well, I think if you look at the National League Central Division, and we're probably needing a break here real quick, but to me, it's a division where everybody's going to beat everybody else. I mean, you're as far as division records are concerned, you're probably all going to be about 500.
The Cardinals basically are the exact same record this year as they were last year.
Yeah.
But last year they were like 10 games out of first place because the Cubs were
running
on fire.
With it. Yeah. So.
That's why
it's baseball. What a difference a year makes.
That's why though, I just would shake my head every time you would hear these national prognosticators and Cubs fans talk about how we're a dynasty. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Because most teams have a 3-year window. And your starting pitching is old. And you've had basically everything go right for you. I know Kyle Schwarber missed basically all of last year. Yeah. But they had so much talent on that team. They've had no injuries to their pitching for the most part. Outside of Schwarber, they've stayed relatively major injury free for the last 2 years. That the law of averages catches up with you eventually.
Well, you got to have the horses if you're going to be in the race. You got to have the right coaching, managing, and then Lady Luck is the third one.
Got to have
the luck.
That's
the one that you cannot control. And luck can come in a lot of different ways. It can mean staying healthy. It can mean a crazy hop on a ground ball that you can't turn a double play and you could get one out and then a team scores a couple of runs. You know, and luck isn't just a one event thing.
No.
It's every game, every night, that it has to be on your side. So, in Major League Baseball is 162 games for God's sakes. That's a long, long season.
There's a reason that outside of the New York Yankees, there hasn't really been a baseball dynasty. Of all the sports, it's by far the hardest to be good multiple years in a row because of the wear and tear, the extra month you're playing, the shorter off season catches up with you.
Sure does. And every year, even though a pitcher's healthy, he may not have the same stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, you know, a half a mile an hour difference, but maybe that's the difference where your ball doesn't jump in the strike zone like it did the year before. So it's just, it's such a difficult, highly skilled sport. And it's so much based on, failure as opposed to success.
And it's a fine line between that failure and success.
Minuscule. It is. And the mental aspect of it is so high.
Yeah.
It just makes it difficult to play. If it was so easy, everybody could do it, and it's not easy.
It is not easy. No. Cards Cubs today from Wrigley Live at 12:25 a.m. 1540 and FM 106.9. We need a break. Sports Saturday back in a moment.
We return to Sports Saturday on WSMI FM 106.1. And Tim and Terry, we had a listener call in who was from Wilsonville. He was up in Peoria at the state tournament, and he got to see Grace Bauman pitch. The program said she had 455 strikeouts heading into that game. I think might have been for the season or for her career. I don't remember. Probably for career, although 455.
Oh,
that's the year.
Probably. Okay.
I was her thing.
Anyway, obviously she's going to Kentucky.
Yes.
There's another pitcher who an umpire told him was the best pitcher in the state of Illinois at Ottawa Marquette. Also going to Kentucky.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wildcats
are going to be
dangerous. There you go. Look out for Kentucky next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what is it about Illinois and softball pitchers?
He also said there are 5 Baumans in the lineup.
I knew they had a lot of Baumans. Yeah. I cracked up so hard this year at the Carnival Holiday Tournament.
I can remember when you were doing that regional game 6 or 7 years ago, and I remember listening, and you were all, constantly saying Bauman, and a lot of times we just use the last name, but you can't do that when you've got 3 Baumans in the lineup.
Yeah, the coach is the Bauman.
Yeah.
Long line of Bauman. But at the Holiday Tournament, I guess it would have been year before last when Brussels was there.
Yeah.
They had a Bauman on their team, but they were listed at 5'10". And so I jokingly said to the Brussels coach, I said, what? I said, you guys only get the short ball mitts? Is it Calhoun's hogging all the tall ones?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, that's always been kind of a running joke with Calhoun and just all the ball mitts. And I mean, this is like at least 20 years, like just ball mitts. Ballman.
Sure.
Boy, girl, doesn't matter. They're all 6'6".
Yeah.
The guys are 6'6". The girls are 6 foot. Yeah. And off they go.
Living near the river.
Yes. Well, good fish down there, though.
Fresh river fish.
Good eats in Calhoun, boy. Real good eats.
Well, you got good eats. You got good sports. Good hospitality room. I'm telling you, that's one of the best.
Beautiful sight lines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful part of the state, really.
It is. It is a very beautiful part of the state. Remember going over there for football playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Beaming a signal back to the coach's office and
got it back here one way.
Got it back here one way or another.
I think Mount Olive went over there.
Mount Olive, I think 2 years. Didn't he go for a couple of years there?
They might have, yeah.
And I remember shooting a signal from the press box to the coach's office and then back down the phone line. So
if only we could get service. If only we had service down there.
If only.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. So, anyway.
So, Tiger Woods had a bad week.
Oh, boy.
Yes, he did.
Mm.
Yes, he did.
That was tough. I love Tiger Woods. That was rough. That was tough to watch.
This is about rock bottom.
I hope so. I hope he's hit rock bottom.
Boy, I'd like to see this guy bounce back and really...
I don't know there's
supercharge
any way
supercharge the golf world again.
It'd be nice. I don't know if, I don't know if his body's going to let him do it.
I just don't think it's possible.
You know, I was thinking about this. I mentioned it to you guys a couple weeks ago. The debate in basketball is Jordan versus LeBron now, yeah. And LeBron's closing the gap.
Yeah.
The debate in golf was always Jack versus Tiger. I've really come to the belief that Jordan and Tiger are on the same level, to where they change the game in a way that goes beyond their skill level. Obviously, they're both
sure.
awesome talents, but what they did for the sport
right.
cannot be matched or touched. But I do think that LeBron's a better basketball player and Nicklaus was a better golfer. Now, impact-wise, they can't touch what Jordan did, mm-hmm. can't touch what Tiger did. But if I'm building a basketball player, I'm taking LeBron just yeah. for his skill set, his physicality. I'm taking him over Jordan. I just am. But Jordan is a more transcendent player because mm-hmm. he changed the way that kids look at the game, the sure. way kids dress to go to the game. And that's what Tiger did for golf. Nicklaus was a better golfer. But what Tiger did in basically mainstreaming golf, that can't be touched.
Well, also the marketing aspect
exactly.
of golf.
Exactly.
Marketing aspect of professional basketball. Yeah. You know, that basically blew the wheels off of whatever vehicle was being driven at that time and redid everything. Mm-hmm. So, with Jordan and Tiger. So, and I think that's, you know, you have to consider that as part of the impact.
You have to.
Yeah.
It has to be considered that way. And I've heard a couple of professional golfers come out this week and basically say that about yeah. Tiger, like, this man opened up the door
yes.
for us to be doing what we're doing. We wouldn't be making the money that we're making if it wasn't for
well,
Tiger.
Well, you wouldn't be making the money, but you wouldn't be having as good of golf because Tiger forced everybody else to get better.
He did.
Because he was so far ahead of everybody. He forced the world of golf to redo how it did things and force the other golfers to become a lot better and a lot more competitive and really produce a better game.
Absolutely.
Nike started making golf stuff. And
because
that's
yeah.
because of Tiger.
Yeah. And then they stopped making golf stuff
yeah.
when Tiger stopped playing.
Right.
So yeah, he invented a brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Jordan did.
Sure. Sure. And they're still selling Jordan shoes. Still,
and they always will.
Always will.
And Tiger will be selling golf stuff yeah. long after he's done. But with Tiger, obviously his DUI, it wasn't alcohol related, mm-hmm. but it was prescription drug related. And, you know, some people will say, well, it wasn't alcohol. Just as dangerous.
You know,
just as dangerous, just as bad.
They tell you not to operate heavy machinery.
Exactly. But you certainly hope that he can get his addiction under control. The number of back surgeries
yeah.
this man has had, it's not really a surprise that he would become dependent on these types of pain pills. So hopefully he can
yeah.
get all that under control and ironed out. But my goodness, that man was out of it.
Yeah.
Out of
Did you see the dashboard video? Yeah.
They asked him to say the alphabet. And they said, what did we tell you?
Say
to sing the national anthem
yeah.
backwards?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Although I would like to see anyone try that.
Well, it's hard enough to sing forwards,
exactly.
let alone backwards. So.
Yeah.
They also told him to say the alphabet non-rhythmically, and he did it anyway. Kind of. He didn't sing it, but there was a rhythm there.
Well, apparently they asked him where he was at, and he said he was in California for a golf tournament. No, Tiger?
I don't think he was wearing shoes either.
Like, you're in Florida at 3 a.m.
Wow.
In a wrecked Mercedes.
That was the other thing. Yeah, he may not have been on alcohol, but it was 3 a.m. Why are you out driving
around? Where are you
going? Yeah.
Yeah. Because the whole thing was just bizarre and just sad and just...
Yeah.
Well, just sad. For,
yeah, it
really the
is.
Only word to
it
describe
really
it, just sad.
It's for a guy that's had that much of an impact on the game.
Really I mean, you couldn't really be at a much higher of a high than what he was, like in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this man was probably the most famous face on the planet Earth.
Sure.
And now to see where he is now.
His 30 for 30 is going to be incredible.
Oh, boy. Might have to be a two-parter.
when it's over, I should say, when a story's over, because the story's not over yet.
No, it's not.
I don't know where it's headed, but it's not over.
And I'm with you, Terry. I hope that someday he can come back and win another major.
Well,
but boy, it's just.
Wouldn't that be such a great story for athletics?
It would be. It'd be a great, you know, story for perseverance and all those different things, overcoming adversity. But boy, when your body fails in golf.
Is it beneath him to try the senior tour?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Well, when he's not really even competing on the regular tour.
No, he'll never be on the senior tour.
No.
Okay.
I can't imagine it. I think that would be beneath him. Maybe not.
It could be a way to rehab. I mean.
There are other ways to rehab.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a hard time picturing Tiger on the senior tour.
Put it this way. Ratings for the senior tour would go up dramatically.
Yes, they would. Whoever's in charge of the senior tour is hoping that happens.
Yeah.
Hey, Cards Cubs today from Wrigley, 12:25 a.m. 1540.
Chili Dome
and
next
FM
weekend.
106.9. Chili Dome next weekend. Thank you to Dylan Miller for his time this morning. Get out to the Grace Cup today in the Raymond Park starting at 4 o'clock. For David, Terry, I'm Tim. Sports Saturday is done on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.